Okay, so I'm out shopping, okay? And I like to go out and sometimes just shop for stuff, you know? So shopping is fun. I'm a faggot. Shopping rocks, right? So I'm grocery shopping this time, and I'm at the grocery store, and I'm grocery shopping, and I'm standing there and trying to decide between the red or the green Tabasco sauce, you know? Huge purchasing decision there, the color of Tabasco sauce. And then suddenly, this foreign guy pushing this cart with like 12 million children hanging off of it comes right up to me, and he says, And so I'm thinking, what the fuck? Was this guy got epilepsy of the tongue? You know, what's he choking on a helium balloon or something? So I'm trying to be nice about this. I'm going to be nice, you know. I'm in a good mood because shopping makes faggots happy. So I'm happy here. And I look at the guy and I say, I need English. English, understand? You know, and I'm trying to keep it simple. And he goes, and he's getting pissed off at me. He's getting pissed off because I don't understand what he's saying. And here, 30 seconds ago, I was happy. I was a happy shopping faggot. And now I'm thinking, if this guy opens his mouth again to say anything other than me speaking English, I'm going to start stuffing his litter of unwashed children down his throat, you know? This guy sounds like he's trying to slap his brain with his tongue or something. Now, I don't have anything against foreign people in general, but what's with these shitballs that absolutely refuse to learn English, you know? They come all the way over to live in America, and then they don't have the goddamn common courtesy to speak the native fucking language. And the people here, our society, our government puts up with it, even encourages it. Come to America. We'll give you a house. We'll give you a car. We'll give you free money. We'll fire an American and give you his job. Don't know the language? No problem. We'll spend billions of tax dollars to teach everyone else your language. Well, you know what? I say fuck them. I guess this dipshit thought I was supposed to drop what I was doing and whip out a little translation book and start babbling back at him or something, you know? Me, sucky, sucky. Love you long time. Cheep, cheep. You know, it's just sounding like a damn Pikachu being electrocuted or something. Well, don't confuse me with the government, okay? Because I think you can all fuck off. I'm entirely sick of seeing everyone cater to these pricks who are just lazy. That's all they are. They're just too fucking lazy to learn how to communicate. You think if I moved to the Republic of Gretel Twat or wherever the fuck it is you're from, they'd bend over backwards to try and understand me if I was too lazy to learn their language? You think if I started going around Afghanistan speaking English to everyone, they'd start printing their signs in English? You think I could sue their government for not reading my Miranda rights in English? Fuck no, I couldn't. It'd probably just say, someone shoot that babbling motherfucker in the head and shut him up. And that's probably exactly what they do, too. So as far as I'm concerned, you can just wander around babbling like a fucking idiot, alright? Tough shit for you. Maybe they'll eventually just think you're retarded and toss you in a mental ward or something. Then the only one who will talk to you is Bruno, the hairy orderly, screaming your name while he's banging you up the ass in a padded cell. But no, that won't happen because this is a melting pot. Yeah, that's what they call it, a melting pot. And we're all supposed to melt here. That's what we're doing. We're all turning into a pool of melted cultural goo, right? Okay, sure, I can get along with that. We got together, and we melted, and now we speak fucking English! I mean, is that so much to ask, to learn how to talk? You can have, what, a wife and children, a mortgage, a driver's license, and your own fucking convenience store, but it's just stepping over the line to ask you to learn to fucking talk, right? Well, apparently it is, because the American people just don't seem to have the balls to ask that people at least speak the language here. We'd rather spend our time and money printing out billboards in your language and training our sales clerks to speak your language. And what the fuck is that anyway? Some jobs you can't even get unless you're bilingual? I can't get a job in some places in my own country because I can't speak your language? Is this a fucking joke? The only two words an American employee should have to learn in any other language for his job is fuck off. Teach him how to say fuck off in 12 different languages and then let them do their damn jobs. This has got to stop, people. It's nice to make foreigners feel welcome when they come here, but this has gone way the fuck too far. We're using up entire forests of trees to print instructions for, like, a vibrator in English, Spanish, French, Portuguese, German, Navajo, Czechoslovakian, and Mandarin fucking Chinese. I mean, come on. Do you really need written instructions to learn how to use a fake vibrating dick? If you're that stupid, then you're not going to be able to hold a job long enough to afford one anyway. And how are you going to get to Dildo Mart in the first place? I'd better not see you driving there. If you need an instruction manual for a rubber dick, then I certainly fucking hope you don't own a car. And now we've got these fucknuts suing our government for failing to print tax forms in their language and for not having TV channels in their language. You know, a baseball bat is a pretty universal thing, folks. If I run into any more of these fuckers, the last words they're gonna see in any language is Wilson!
Hello, hello, hello,
Wilson! Bam! You know, I like other languages. I really do. I think they're really cool. I even know a little bit of a couple of them. I'm not saying these guys should completely forget their native languages and never speak them again. Hell no. Some of their languages sound really beautiful. Have you ever heard heard Spanish poetry? Damn! You don't even need to know what it's saying. It's like a magic spell for a boner right there. You know, it's beautiful. But for Christ's sake, when a foreigner moves to an English-speaking country, it's not too much to ask that they learn to speak English. And I'm not expecting them to be the next Winston fucking Churchill in 2 weeks either, but I'll guarantee you that if we all stopped busting our asses trying to speak their languages, it wouldn't take them very long to get off their asses and learn ours. This is to your English-speaking ranting Griffin, and that's all I've got to say about that.